doing?
Shh.
Why are we whispering?
We're hiding.
From whom?
From... Get down!
Okay, what's going on?
Well, on Sunday, I heard the pastor say that we are in a battle every day.
The pastor didn't mean a physical battle.
He didn't?
No, he meant a spiritual battle.
What's a spiritual battle?
A spiritual battle is when Satan tells you it's okay to hit your sister or steal a cookie. When you know it's wrong, you need to fight him. If you don't sin, you win the battle. But if you do sin, you lose the battle.
How can we prepare ourselves for the battle?
Incoming!
When Jesus lives in your heart, he gives you power.
Power? Like electricity?
No, Paul, not electricity.
What kind of power do you mean?
When you get saved, you learn how to fight Satan by reading the Bible and memorizing it too.
Are there any other ways we can prepare or protect ourselves in the battle?
Another way to prepare for the battle is in Ephesians chapter 6. It talks about putting on the armor of God.
How do you get the armor? Is it expensive?
You don't buy it. It comes from God. For example, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it talks about the helmet of salvation. And you get that when you get saved.
And that can help protect you from Satan?
Yes, it will. Another piece of armor is the sword of the Spirit.
Oh, I know. That is the Bible. I own a Bible.
Well, it's not just owning a Bible, but you need to memorize it and read it each and every day.
I could do that. It doesn't sound that hard. But I want to be a soldier.
But Paul, if you're saved, you are a soldier in God's army.
Awesome! Let's march. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Paul, you're a lost cause.